You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
Time to talk travel and tourism. And today we want to highlight two upcoming events and experiences that you might want to consider checking out before they're gone. One is a kind of Hollywood-style bus experience that's going to showcase the city of Cape Town's place in the film industry and other creative arts. The other is the very opposite of Tinseltown glitz. It's a chance to get away from it all, to leave the city lights behind and head off into the countryside, to the village of McGregor. Both of these events at their heart have a theme, though, in common, and that is celebrating the arts. So we're going to start here in town and then we'll move to McGregor a little bit later on. The in-town part of this is a limited edition opportunity to experience the city from a vantage point you might have experienced behind, but with a very different perspective, shall I say. What do I mean? It's a kind of bus tour that you've never had before in the city, even though it might be on the same open-air double-decker red bus that you're used to. To tell us more about the concept, let me first explain that it is linked to an event called Fame Week Africa, which is starting in Cape Town at the end of next week. It is an industry event aimed at the creative industries, aimed at bringing people together to network and share experiences and work on future collaboration. But on the back of that event, this new bus trip experience is being launched, which allows anybody, not just the city's creatives, to experience the city in a slightly different way. Joining me on the line is Martin Hiller, who is Content and Creative Director for Travel, Tourism and Creative Industries at RX Africa. They are the organizers of Fame Week Africa. And Martin, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Before we talk about the bus trip, Martin, just give us a little bit of context here. Won't you briefly tell us what Fame Week Africa is all about?
Sure. So the idea behind Fame Week Africa is to bring the various creative and cultural industries together. We're focusing on film, arts, media, and entertainment. And we really just want to be able to give a platform for these creatives to be able to showcase their work, their content that they're producing to not only Africa, but the rest of the world as well. I mean, to use a cliche, the future is Africa, but I really strongly do believe that. And I mean, we are a nation of storytellers. So who best to tell our stories than ourselves?
Absolutely. Okay, now the stories and the networking, all of that's going to be happening at the main event. But what I really want to talk to you about today, Martin, is this very intriguing experience that's been launched on the sidelines of the event, of a bus trip with a difference, or rather three different kinds of bus trips with a difference. You've partnered with the city sightseeing buses, the normal double-decker red ones that we all know and love, to offer themed experiences. Let's start with the experience film trip. Martin, tell us what it's all about.
So this one is for any film lover. It's your dream come true here. So we are looking at basically experiencing the iconic monuments, the famous landmarks that have been featured in international and local productions. You know, we've got the Netflix Kissing Booth to Black Mirror. The castle was filmed. I mean, the Crown was filmed at the Castle of Good Hope. So we really just want to showcase all these different locations throughout the cities that have appeared in local and international productions. We're also going to be going to Rodebloem Studios, so people can actually see how films are made. Mentioned to the going to Cape Town City Hall, the Castle of Good Hope. There's a lunch at the President Hotel, which was made famous by Tully Diaries. And then I think for me, one of the major highlights is that we're going to be doing a film screening at the Labia Theatre. The film is Two Thirds of a Man, which is a local film that has been just recently completed. It's not even on any circuit at the moment. So really, you're going to be seeing hot off the film here, Two Thirds of a Man. So it's really, really an exciting bus trip for any film lover.
You know what? One of my earliest childhood memories, Martin, is of being in Hollywood. I think I must have been 5 or 6 years old, and the buses going by with people gawking at celebrities' homes on a tour of Hollywood. It's not quite the same thing here. Here you're actually getting to see the film locations that you'll recognize from your favorite shows and movies, which is very exciting. And having the chance to go backstage at Rodebloem Studios, I think that will be very, very appealing to a lot of people. It's happening Sunday, the 3rd of October. All three of these tours are, by the way. Sunday, the 3rd of October, between 9 and 5 p.m. And all three of the experiences set off from the V&A waterfront and end up at the V&A waterfront. Martin, the cost on the experience film one is 599 Rand a person. What does that include?
So that includes all the venue entrances, all guided tours, and then as well as lunch.
The Lunch at the President Hotel. Okay, so that's the first one, experience film, intended for those who are film fundies or want to get a bit of a close-up experience of a film studio environment. The next one is firmly for the art lovers, and our city is really coming into its own as an art destination, Martin, all the way back to our design capital status and then the opening of the big museums we've seen over the last few years. I'm sure they're going to be a firm part of the fixture on this one.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, I think you said it, Cape Town really is a gem. And, you know, we're very grateful for the host city of Cape Town to open its doors for us. So the art experience, we're focusing on three main galleries. They would be the South African National Art Gallery, Zeismacher, and the Norval Foundation. And each of these different galleries and museums, we are having a guided tour as well. So we're not going to just let you wander. Everything's going to be talked through, and we're going to be unpacking quite a lot of the art as well and the artists. And that also will include a lunch at the Radisson Red.
I really love the idea of having a guided tour because, Martin, I've been to all of those galleries and they all have magnificent art to see, but it can be quite overwhelming just walking around without a sense of direction and without an expert to talk you through some of the pieces that you're looking at. So I think that's a hugely valuable offering. So the Experience Art Tour, again, Sunday the 3rd of October between 9 and 5. The price on that one is R799, and that includes all of the entrance fees to the galleries, Martin, as well as the lunch at the Radisson Red, correct?
Yes, and also to top that off, we have also managed to negotiate with the Norval Foundation that you'll get a year's membership as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's a real, really cost-effective purchase then, because you're getting not just the tour experience, but 51 weekends more of visiting the Norval. Okay, fantastic. Third and final tour on this this unique bus offering is Experience Entertainment, and this one's all about theatre, Martin.
Yes, it is. And I think for me, you know, if I were to choose one of my favorite routes, I definitely would say that this is my favorite. The idea really here is to sneak behind the curtain, so to speak. So we're going to be going to the Artscape Theatre, Baxter Theatre, and then we're also going to be going to Langa, to the Gugu Setsebe Theatre as well. So out of there, we're going to have some performances as well. And then I think very something special is also going to Bridges for Music within Langa and just seeing what's happening there in the community. I mean, for me, Langa is a hidden gem of Cape Town, and just the creative spaces and the creative people that have come out of Langa, it's definitely for me a highlight on this tour.
Okay, so the Experience Entertainment Tour, like the other two, is Sunday the 3rd of October from 9 till 5. The cost of that one, R699 per person, including all of the entrance fees to the various venues, the guided tours, and your lunch. Final question, Martin, is where do our listeners to go to book if they'd like to secure a seat on one of these tours?
You simply just need to go to the City Sightseeing website and you can book your ticket on that site.
Okay, so the usual place where you'd book for the, you know, round the peninsula type tour, but you specifically are looking for Experience Film, Experience Art, or Experience Entertainment. Martin, appreciate you joining us today to talk us through the details. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much and have a good rest of today.
You too. Enjoy it. Martin Hiller speaking to us there from RX Africa, who are the organizers of Fame Week Africa. So once again, the City Sightseeing website where you would normally go to book your trip around the peninsula or into the winelands, etc. You start there and look for those three special limited edition offers as they were happening on the 3rd of October. It's an all-day experience, each of them setting off from the V&A waterfront at 9 a.m., returning at 5 p.m.